Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, hopefully, we'll make it from the book of Acts to Philemon. I'm starting to wonder if we're going to get all the way to Philemon, looking at the schedule, and oh, it's going to get tight, but I think we might be able to do it. We'll see. Let's go ahead and have some coffee. We'll pray, and we'll get into the Lord's Word. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is to sit at your feet. We thank you that you are the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We pray that as we come to your word, that your Holy Spirit might be working in our hearts, that we would receive it by faith, that we would walk in your ways and love you always. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are at 1 Corinthians. And we'll be picking up chapter 6, verses 1 through 11 this morning. So why don't we go ahead and let's get into God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, going through verse 11. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And that the world would be judged by you? Are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to the law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to the law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Well, we have a really amazing passage, and we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words, right? So first, what's this about? Well, it's about taking people to court, right? He's gotten all these reports about what's going on in Corinth. So there's factions and divisions, there's sexual immorality, and now he's getting to this point that people are even taking each other to the court. And he says, hold on here. Can't you judge this between yourselves? You were purchased at the blood of Jesus Christ, and you were given a spirit of wisdom. And you can't adjudicate this between yourselves? Hold on. So what's going on? It would be better for you if you were cheated or purposely, or just let somebody do you wrong than it would be to go to pagan judges. Why would he say this? He's saying this because Christians ought to know what is right and what is wrong. Why? Because they're singing the Psalms. Oh, how I love your law. It is my study all the day. Right? They're supposed to be washed in the water of his word. They're supposed to have his word in their mouth. They're to meditate on it day and night. Why? that they might be careful to observe all which God has commanded them, that they might walk in them, that they would be prosperous. Right? And so they're supposed to have the teaching of the apostles and the prophets. They're supposed to know the words of Moses. They're supposed to have the oracles of God and be able to know what is right and what is wrong. And so he says, you know that at the end of the day, when Jesus Christ returns, you're going to judge the world, right? So you should be able to judge between each other. More than that, you're going to judge the angels. And some people take this in all sorts of fanciful, crazy directions. But did you know that you're supposed to judge angels right now? Like, legitimately right now. This is what Paul gets at in later in the book of Galatians. And we'll get there in a few weeks, months. But in Galatians, he says, even if an angel comes to you with another gospel, don't believe him, right? So even now, we're to be able to tell the difference between angels who are fallen and corrupt and those who are telling the truth, who are speaking words. And how do we know what the words are? Are they in accordance with the scriptures? Is it the true gospel? Is this truly what God has said? Is this what is holy and righteous and good and just and pure? And he goes and he says, you've known unrighteousness, and you know that those who are unrighteous aren't going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Right? If your life is marked by and you're given over and you don't care about it to these sins, right? Don't be deceived, neither fornicators. And there's a list of vices here. By the way, these lists of vices, this is very common in the writing of this time. It's not just Christians who thought that they knew what things were right and what things were wrong. Even the pagans could do that. But Christians should know this all the more so because it's coming from God. And so this is just a snippet, a little picture of what immorality would look like. He says, don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, this, like male prostitutes, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Right? You know all these things. And how did you know them? And such were some of you. You know unrighteous because you were once children of unrighteousness, dead in your trespasses and sins. But you were bought by the precious blood of Christ. God renewed your minds. God transformed your hearts. So you could judge between each other, right? You ought to know what is right and wrong. You ought to be able to see this man who's sleeping with his mother-in-law and be able to go, dude, that's not right. You got to knock this off. You ought to be able to tell when someone is stealing and be able to tell him, hey, brother, I love you. You got to steal no more, but work with your hands. There are people in need who need your help. When somebody's lying, you ought to be able to say, hey, put away your lying and falsehood. That's the stuff of the devil, right? Put on truth. Keep the ninth commandment, buddy. You got this, right? We ought to be able to say to someone who's in an adulterous relationship, hey, flee from sexual immorality. Don't play with it. Don't get near it, right? Interestingly, this is one of those fighter verses I teach men when they're struggling with things like pornography. You know that's wrong. But you need to be able to fight in almost every other sin. God tells us that we're to go toe-to-toe fighting it and battling it. But here, flee sexual immorality. I don't know what man's watching this right now that needs to shut off his phone, needs to get off the internet, needs to cancel the internet at their house, needs to take a baseball bat to their computer, needs to confess some sins to God, go and be clear and honest with their wives. I don't know who you are, but you need to flee, right? You need to run, right? You need to be like Joseph getting out of Potiphar's house. I don't care if you leave your coat. I don't care what happens. You got to flee sexual immorality, right? You're wise enough to judge this. You know that this was not who you're supposed to be. So what's this about? We're to be filled with the Spirit and with the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us. We're to be judging rightly now. Now, of course, we're going to sin in this. We don't have perfect minds yet. Right? Theologians call this the noaic effects of sin. Right? How we think is marred by sin. But even in a lot of these matters, a lot of this isn't tricky stuff. But do we have the faith to walk in holiness. Because he tells us his Spirit's working in us. And such were some of you. But you, Christian, you were washed. But you, brother and sister, you were sanctified. You watching this video right now, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, it says here, but you were justified. You were declared righteous in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. I'm just going to say that's the verse I have underlined in my Bible. I have verse 11 underlined. Let me encourage you, Christian. What are you called to do? Walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Go to God's Word. Know God's Word. Study God's Word. Be washed in God's Word. What you're doing right now. And have the courage to walk in the Spirit. He is sanctifying you. He is making you holy. He has declared you his child. You are a saint, and you're going to judge angels. What is the criteria by which you will judge? Where's the law book you'll go to? Where will you find wisdom to know what is the path? Let me just say also, we depend on civil courts. Probably a little bit too much. This isn't talking about criminal courts, right? They're Paul, we just got through with that in Romans chapter 13. The government wields the sword for a reason. But when there's civil courts between us, right? When there shouldn't be lawsuits and suing each other and stuff like this. Wouldn't it be better to be wronged? I'm not saying there's not a time for restitution. But Christians ought to be able to do that with each other. We ought to be able to confess our sins to one another, take something to the church, and have other people look in and say, hey, you know what? Something's gone awry here. I'm just going to say also, lastly, this is the last calling. Are you walking in the Spirit? All right, like legitimately question your life. The things you consume, are they godly? The things you think about, are they of Christ? Do you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Are you walking with the Lord now? Are you judging by this world's standards or by God's word? There's a whole bunch of people right now who are in my generation and younger who are doing this whole deconstruction stuff. Hey, that's fine. Right? Go and question your presuppositions. But often what I find is instead of people digging deep and actually reading for themselves, instead of figuring out, does the scripture actually say these things? They just throw off the scriptures. What I'm saying to you is, do you know in your conscience and by the revelation of God that there are people who will not inherit the kingdom of God? And Christian, the world's going to tell you that you shouldn't be judgmental. Hey, judge not lest ye be judged. They rip that out of context. But here God is telling you, you're wise enough, Christian, to know when somebody calls themselves a brother or a sister, you're able to tell. You have the Spirit of God in you. You shouldn't be ashamed to be able to speak what the truth is when it's coming from God's Word. So flee sexual immorality. Run from sin. Be filled with the Spirit of God and with His wisdom. Let's pray. Father, we need Your Spirit. We can't do this in and of ourselves, God. We are not strong enough. But Your Holy Spirit, You promise, is with us. So Father, we pray. We pray that You would be working in us, that You would give us wisdom. Lord, You tell us that if anyone lacks wisdom, we should ask of You, and You will give it liberally. So God, please, please, Lord, give us wisdom. Let us be able to judge. Let us be competent to confront one another. And let us be filled with Your Holy Spirit, God, that we might become more and more like You. thank you for all you have done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you be filled with the joy of Jesus Christ. May your heart be overwhelmed with the grace he has shown you, for such were some of you, but he has washed you. He has sanctified you. He has justified you. He loves you. Walk in his ways. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.